Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, tomorrow night in Evanston Space is going to be rocking out with the folk, country, bluegrass sounds of musician Justin Townes Earl.
Call your mama, tell her that she's coming home tonight. Call your mama, tell her I ain't doing you right. Said I could never stand to be alone. Look at you now, standing full grown. And you need to call your mama and tell her, come and carry you home. Call your mama and tell her, come and carry you home.
That's the track, Call Your Mama. Justin Townes Earl is touring off the latest release, Absent Fathers. It's his sixth feature-length album. The show at Space tomorrow in Evanston sold out. JTE, if I can call him that, focuses his music in the Americana genre, but the styles and sounds of his albums have changed considerably. So it's folk, it's indie rock, it's all country, it's bluegrass, and somewhere in there is the sweet spot. Justin Townes Earl is the son of Steve Earl, so great songwriting's in his blood, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Justin, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how often do you get through Chicago? Because I know you play Space a couple of times, but talk about getting through Chicago and what it means to you.
Well, Chicago always means a lot to me. Number one, I'm a lifelong Cubs fan.
Right.
Always have been since I was 4 years old. You know, I lived in Rogers Park when it was, you know, in 1999, when it was not at all cool to live in Rogers Park. You got to answer why when you said you lived in Rogers, especially East Rogers Park. But you know, I've always had a great fan base there. I find there's a mischievousness about Chicago that I always relate to and I love.
Well, I mean, Bloodshot Records is here in Chicago, and there's been obviously it has a really interesting, and I don't even know what to call it, if it's Americana or all country scene here in Chicago, that we continue to talk about on the show, that seems to be almost unparalleled besides maybe a Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's much more of a, you know, and it's that whole thing that's kind of revolved around Bloodshot and John Langford and people like that. And, you know, it's a really cool scene that's happened there. With a lot more of a there's an edge to it. There's an up yours to that, to the scene in Chicago, which I always kind of dig.
Well, that seems to be something that you find endearing, the up yours mentality. Let's talk about your music. Absent Fathers is really the follow up to Single Mothers, an album that really people, it's considered a double album, just came out at different times. Talk about your process of putting together music, because over time, from your time on Bloodshot to what you're doing now with Vagrant, there seems to be, and critics agree, this maturity, this evolution in the way that you're producing music. How much of that is intended, and how much of that is just you growing up?
Well, I think it's a good portion of both. I was 24 years old when my first record came out, and I'm 34 years old, so there's, you know, luckily, there is a big difference between the two with me. And, you know, and I think that I've always been an artist that I wrote records to be records. There was no just random writing of songs and then picking a handful out of a bunch of songs. It was always, you know, an idea came and I wrote the record to be the record. But I think I've just gotten... I think my records have become, they've always been a loose, kind of loose concept records, but they're becoming more and more and more concept records is kind of something that I realized recently. And, you know, and so I still like to, you know, I still, and I, you know, I think it's important to me to play with all those old forms and things like that too, as a writer, and try to advance the whole idea of John Henry and Stagger Lee and with a modern tongue.
What about you as a songwriter? How did you approach that idea of writing for a record as opposed to just random songs? Because it seems like more and more musicians I talk to will do it the other way, because they're, you know, they're prolific and they're just throwing out as much as they can that can hit the wall. Why are you a songwriter that writes for the record as opposed to the random song?
Well, I guess it's a to me, it's always been a quality versus quantity thing. I know guys that write 25 songs a year, and they're good songs, sometimes great songs. You know, I don't trust myself to that extent. I like to put a bit more focus on what I do on each song. I'm also a painfully slow songwriter. I mean, I think most writers would completely give up on ideas long before I do. I work on some songs for 6 months, and I'll have five going at once and kind of skip around to them and it kind of keeps my continuity together. But Bruce Springsteen did that when he made, you could tell the shift, obvious shift when he made Born to Run from the early record, that, you know, that record fit into this concept that would follow, you know, that would follow him throughout his career, this working class Jersey kid, attuned to real life, as opposed to the kind of all over the place, kind of jangly hippie that you got on Wild the Innocent and Asbury Park.
When you're writing thematic or conceptual albums, a lot of them have been very personal for you. You as a songwriter, you definitely use your life as inspiration. Talk about that. Talk about, you know, obviously Single Mothers is about your relationship with your mom, Absent Fathers with your father. Talk about the process of taking your personal life and putting it to music.
I think that especially with the songs, you know, a lot of people have the same means, and, you know, but their ends or their route is different. So the way that my life, the things that happened in my life have happened to a lot of people, how they affected me are very, you know, maybe very, very different. So I do like to take definitely subject matter that I know I know about or I've studied, but then I kind of pick apart, you know, people and places and things that I've seen, you know, throughout my whole life and create these kind of composite characters. Like a song that I had a song called Unfortunately Anna on Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. The girl Anna in that song is a composite of about 15 different girls, which is, you know, sad to say, because I knew a lot of really messed up girls, I guess.
Well, I mean, it is interesting to write that way, and I like the way you say that it's not necessarily about your experiences, it's how your experiences affected you. Are there some experiences in your life, and you've had experiences that are well-documented, whether it be, you know, fight over addiction and sobriety, your relationship with your parents. Are there any subjects in your life that don't get the Justin Townes Earl treatment?
You know, I try to keep everything. I do very much think that my music is a form of therapy. I think that, you know, it's just writing kind of has that same, songwriting, I found that kind of has that same idea. That old saying that, you know, we can give advice better than we can take it. And, you know, I probably, if I'd have followed a lot of the things in some of the things in my songs, I'd be dead by now. And if I'd followed other things in my songs, I probably would have done a lot better than that.
Well, I mean, the music, I read this somewhere. It's a great way to sum it up, that they're sad songs that don't sound sad. You know, it might be your personal experiences, the stuff I was talking about, but you go out of your way to not make it that depressing number, almost to go out of your way to not evoke tears in the eyes of the people who might be listening.
Yeah, I mean, I do. And I think that's just something that's always came naturally to me when I somebody pointed out to me that Lone Pine Hill, and which was on Good Life, and Call Your Mama, which is, I can't remember which one, but one of the new ones, but they're two of the only songs I've ever recorded in a minor key. So I think that's the thing too.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Is that why my music can sound that little more upbeat even with sad, because I rarely ever record anything in a minor key. I'm almost always in majors.
Wow, that's interesting. You've talked about this a little bit in your career. I mean, your music falls into the Americana genre, but that, instead of talking about how your music has changed, talk about how that genre has changed, because that might have made sense at one point, But now it's so wide and there's so much variety to what we call Americana, it's even hard to understand what that means.
Yeah, it really, I mean, it was very, I've been baffled with trying to explain it, period, for years. But now it's absolutely, I mean, God knows what it means. And you know, and I have to admit that a lot of the bands that are coming up and songwriters that are coming up right now wouldn't have lasted one round in the ring with, you know, the 90s Americana crew. A lot heavier hitters.
Right.
You know, there's so much garbage out there right now that has been banded into the Americana world that,
right,
I don't even know.
Well, what do you, I mean,
I don't know, no, nothing now.
I was going to say, well, I guess it's lame to even put a genre on your music, but what do you then say for someone who has crossed over into a folk country, bluegrass, even indie rock kind of feel for you? How do you describe what the music you're producing?
You know, I've always said that I play Southeastern American music, Southern American music, which really, if you want, you know, and it doesn't take a lot of study to figure out that every popular form of music, with the exception of hip hop, or every popular form of American music has come from the Southeastern United States.
Hmm.
You know, I hate to break it to Wisconsin, but polka didn't quite do it.
Well, you'll have to talk to that audience, and this is WGN, so there is some Wisconsin audience that may be listening.
Oh, I know, that's what I'm saying, you know, and I know that the Evanston and Illinois always get a kick out of Wisconsin jokes, just like Wisconsin gets a kick out of Illinois jokes.
Well, Justin Townes-Earl is going to be at Space tomorrow night. It's a sold-out show in Evanston, his latest release, Absent Fathers. I can't thank you enough for taking some time out tonight. Justin Townes-Earl, congrats on your music, and good luck with the tour.
Hey, thanks for having me.